yeah, so it's another day at the stock market. Charlie Sheen is low on the ladder. There's some poor bastard. Is this guy with the mustache? I don't think I've ever
seen. Oh, God. I love this poor guy
who I had a
Steeples.
False.
Steeples?
His name is Steeples.
I had a false memory of that dude committing suicide in this movie.
It makes sense.
Honestly, none of us in this room have seen Money Never Sleeps. I wonder if this is a reference to, when Steeples threw himself off the Brooklyn Bridge in 93 or something.
That's
like that.
Awesome. We need closure on Steeples. Make a spinoff. Yep. Steeples : A Wall Street Story.
Well, doesn't he just barely save Steeples like at the last minute? He gives him some tip.
But the guy
gets fired later.
Steeples gets fired. So it doesn't matter. We also have Holbrook, of course, as Mannheim. Yeah, Lou Mannheim.
He's
and
great.
I love this character because he's the dude that it's like, just keep your head down, just keep puttering along, and you'll have a nice little career here. Don't be a fucking criminal now.
Yes,
he's the conscience in the office, which is very nice, which Bud Fox, of course, ignores all the sage wisdom that he gives him for free, you know.
And there's also James Caron is like kind of the head of the company.
Yeah, where do I know this guy from?
Well, I know him from Pathmark commercials, but that's different.
I mean, he's everywhere.
He's just got this great, like, genteel voice that he would do in the 90s, like, come on down to Pathmark, where ham is $4.99.
Oh, that's
for
weird.
Whatever reason, James Caron.
I was like, he always plays a good higher up. Like, he's always like he's part of a board or something.
Like Kieran Hines vibes a little
thank
bit.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
I want to say that he's in, he might be the president in either The Rock or Armageddon.
No, that's another. I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
But he looks exactly like that.
He's in Mulholland Drive. He's in Poltergeist. Ooh, he's in Return of the Living Dead in the beginning, which is great.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So this dude has been all over the map. Yes. Great, great character actor. Yeah. He's like the boss of the office. And so here we go. This is like what I kind of love about this movie is that this movie gives my dumb little fucking rat brain some time to just like take in the movie and not understand stuff. Cause this is, we go, it's like 3, 2, 1, someone yells and we're off to the races and the market opens and like, they're doing similar stuff as in Wolf of Wall Street, like calling people, trying to get them to buy, you know, these junk bonds or whatever else is going on. And my brain just turns right off.
Yes.
I have no clue what the fuck they're saying, what the fuck they're trying to get people to buy. And I just watch pretty people on the screen.
I think that's a big difference between Wolf of Wall Street. This movie is still very much into the specialty of the lingo and like what it gives you, what the character like. Showing like the ticker up top on top of the computer screen down here, all these different ways of communicating with this thing. And in Wall Street, it's much more about performance, like getting on the phone and being able to con someone as a performance, like
which has to be hard to do, right? You're trying to cold call these rich people to get them to buy all this stuff. And you got your coworker over here screaming numbers wearing the Groucho Marx nose mustache. Yes.
You know, I think it's also meant to be a bit disorientating, right? Because like we as a viewer, most people have no idea what any of this is. It's such a confusing world. So you relate to the Sheen character of being like, I guess I'll call someone and be like, maybe we should buy this.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting shit from James Caron. Like, you know, your calls are down or whether there is a thing where like some dude's giving him shit. He has to, this is embarrassing. Like James Caron takes the phone from him. He's like, hello, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So my fucking idiot assistant here will have that fixed immediately. And it's this crazy thing where like this dude is bailing on something. Bud Fox says like it's like 60 grand.
Yeah.
70, I think. Or
he
60?
DKs it, doesn't know. Like he's just saying, oh, I don't know anything about that. They explain it later.
But then James Caron is saying, well, all right, Bud Fox, then you got to make up that money.
You got to cover his losses.
$7,000.
I thought it was
higher.
Oh, is that,
I think it's higher, dude, because James Caron keeps saying to them, like, there's a lot of people with six-figure salaries out there that you got to be calling today. So I feel if you're six-figure salary in 1987.
But like 770, when you're just starting out, getting a job, leaving your home in this working-class Queens we see, that is like, that's a stopper. That's a career stopper. That's a life stopper.
Yeah.
Having to pay that for some rich asshole.
Yeah. And so, Caron says to him, I mean, it's great. It's like, if he doesn't pay, you pay.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would anyone want this job? McGinley, of course, has a line here where he's like, oh yeah, Bud, could have been worse. That could have been my money.
Yeah.
He shit, Bud.
He gives him a hundo, C note.
Yeah, which then, like he wants to like throw back at him, which I was like, just take that.
It's
that's dinner.
Yeah,
go on. It's all right.
I mean, it's 1985. It's more than dinner. That's a week's dinner.
It's a dinner and a hooker.
Yeah. he goes to see his dad, played by the great. And here's the thing: like we're it's Sheen Pearl here. We all have our hats on and everything like that. Charlie Sheen's not a great actor.
Really. A little stilted.
He's a little stilted. He works in the movies that he works in, and he doesn't work in the movies that he doesn't work in. He's better in comedy, I think.
I was just about to say, I would make the argument he's a better comedian and always has been.
The Hot Shots movies will always have a place in my heart.
They're very funny.
But it's weird to, it's cool to watch him act against his father, obviously, because like they look and sound so similar. And like it's a real father son thing. But it is, you can just sort of see like the diminishing returns because Martin Sheen is fucking fantastic.
Yes.
And Charlie Sheen is not.
He's just watered down version.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
There's two moments in my head where you can see the two poles of Charlie Sheen's acting ability in this movie. The scene where they have all the union heads meet at Bud Fox's apartment. Yeah. They make the pitch to buy the airline. And then Martin leaves and they have that big blowout outside.
Yeah. Yes.
Martin dominates the fuck out of him in that scene. Mm-hmm. But in the scene where Carl Fox has the heart attack and Charlie goes to the hospital and he's crying in that whole scene. And if you read the stuff that's to be believed, he invoked thinking about when his father had the heart attack, making Apocalypse Now like for real. And you can see there's actual real, like he's pulling from something. So then you're like, okay, he's pulling it off here using like personal attachment stuff. But toe to toe, for the most part, with Dear Old Dad in this movie, he loses every round.
He does. But he works in this movie. His stiltedness, his weird, like his strivingness really comes through. Like he gets the character in a really interesting way, I think. Charlie does
because it has to be different than like the theatrical loud kind of scariness of Gordon Gekko and then you sort of see him evolve a little bit into that as the movie goes along.
But he starts out desperate and all to the point of asking his father for money here. I love this Owl Tavern.
Oh, God.
At first, I was like, where is this? Is this Westchester or something? No, we're in Queens, apparently.
Yeah, dude.
This is probably like Ridgewood.
Kew Gardens or some shit. Yeah.
The Owl Tavern has been demolished and there's a condominium. I'm just saying. Oh, just with the way we treat things in this city.
I want to do a pilgrimage to Owl Tavern.
It's a werewolf bar.
Yeah, I'll go to whatever mobile station's there. You want to go? We can go after this.
Let's go after this.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.